This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Mark joining you tonight. And I got to give big props out to Jay in our chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com. The man is a human archive. When you say something, he just finds something related to it, even whether it's on the internet today or was on the internet a decade ago. He pulled up at least three or four pictures from the drag show that happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 11 years ago. Just within moments from us talking. So like an hour ago, Mark, when we were talking about this.
Yep.
Just within seconds, he just pulls up high resolution images. I don't think these are easily accessible online. Maybe they are somewhere and he just has an index of it, but I think he's just got like a personal collection of this stuff and has it all indexed and organized. So yeah, so if you want to see the evidence of what it looked like when there was an actual drag show at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the year 2012.
I see more evidence of Ian doxing.
You can go to chat.freetalklive.com there and jump into the On Air Now chat room and scroll back for a little bit. Within the last hour, you'll find them. I think I'm going to hold on to them and then next week re-release them as though they're going on this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, God, that is so funny.
Mosh tour, where you at? I'll tag them or something like that.
And have you been to RV? Like, give them some number that doesn't actually exist?
Send them on a wild goose chase. Anyway.
A wild drag queen chase.
So, that is something we were talking about in the last hour, and I did want to come back around.
Well, I just wanted to chime in real quick on Jay Freeville. The guy has an amazing mind. Just really, really special individual, for better or for worse. Amazing mind.
Okay. He says, I should have an archive because this stuff will eventually disappear. Most of it has. So I guess he just knows where it all is. So we were talking about this in the last hour, and I wanted to come back around to it because I don't feel like we really got into it. Somebody called in and kind of we went in a different direction. But we were talking about the freedom festivals that are happening out there, the largest ones of which the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think, has taken the mantle of being the biggest liberty festival. And I'm including conventions like Freedom Fest, which is also very large.
What else would you confuse? I mean, like, I think it's the largest liberty event in the world.
Yeah,
it has the distinct advantage of being relatively low priced. I don't know what they're charging for the Porcupine Freedom Festival these days.
I think it's $75 pre-sale, and then maybe $100. If you just show up.
Yeah, there's just not many conventions. I mean, how's a convention going to run on that kind of money? It just basically can't.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Jay says specialize in short bus, Mark. So, anyway, we were talking about the kind of the differences between the events. And, of course, ForkFest, which is a very small event by comparison over the last several years, is an alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a friendly competitor. It doesn't happen at the same time. It happens usually before or after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It started as a result of some people being disappointed by some of the policies of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which had become a little bit large and a little, in some ways, overbearing on some of the vendors, for instance. And so they decide, let's just throw our own thing. We'll do it at the same campground. We'll do it right next to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and have no ticket price. So it's an even more affordable event. Of course, it's also not as well attended. It's a newer event. And, I don't think it's ever even come close to having a competing level of attendance. But the people that have attended the event have seemed to enjoy it. It hasn't particularly been well attended by vendors and such, but apparently that has changed as of this year. According to early reports in the ForkFest chat room at chat.freetalklive.com from last night, apparently Bumps, whom you know very well, Mark, she was working for you out there in Honduras for a time, very talented chef. I think she's got one of the seasonal rentals at Rogers, if I recall correctly.
Yep.
And so she's up there at her rental doing cooking out of her rental and is offering, you know, hot food for people to eat already. And according to a regular attendee, Gluten Freeman, who's there, he is reporting that many vendors are already getting set up and or are set up. So I don't know how many of those vendors are food vendors. This is information we're going to get probably from Aria when she finally is able to report in. And by the way, the Free Talk Live booth is apparently set up, so it looks good. She's posted a photo of that online, so I presume they're going to begin recording today or tomorrow. And we should have some ForkFest content for you, hopefully.
Bumps cooking was one of the highlights of my mom's trip to Honduras
weeks
ago.
Nice.
Yeah, she commented on it. Bumps is, she can take not much at all and turn it into something healthy and good.
Yeah, and when there's a campground that is devoid of any kind of food at all, it's wonderful to have somebody who knows what they're doing in a kitchen cooking. So that's apparently what was the situation there last night. And so if you want to check out ForkFest, it's going through the weekend. The Porcupine Freedom Festival starts on Monday at Rogers Campground. Get on up to New Hampshire. It's in the north part of New Hampshire. It's called Lancaster. Very, very beautiful place to be. If all you can do is come up for a day, it may be worth it. It's just really cool to meet so many different libertarians in one place. I guess I should say it's probably worth it. What would you say, Bonnie? Was it worth going up for the one day that you went up last
year?
Yeah,
it was really, really fun. Like I said, I've lived in places that have a smaller population than ForkFest has.
Mm.
So it's like going to a small town and everyone you meet is, oh, yeah, we already agree that aggression, is bad.
Right, yeah, you don't have to. You're starting from a basis of being able to have conversations that you would not normally have in a, say, normal small town. And it is a really exciting thing to be able to experience that many liberty-minded people in the same place. And people are doing various different things. We've got Jay Noon's going to be up there with Man Camp this year. He's talked a lot about that, which is a really cool event. There's always all kinds of different food vendors at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it sounds like a lot of them are getting set up early, which means they're there for ForkFest as well, which for the last few years wasn't the case at all at ForkFest. It was pretty sparse as far as people being willing to sell some food. There were some on occasion, but sometimes you had to go into into town to actually get some food for yourself because there just wasn't that much when we did ForkFest after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But last year people decided, all right, let's go and move it beforehand again. So it was the first 3 years ForkFest was before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then the most recent 3 years, it was after. And that kind of had its own ups and downs. Like beforehand, when we first did it beforehand, there was this run up to ForkFest, which was kind of exciting. There was a lot of people, coming into the park because people will show up early for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, whether they know there's an event called ForkFest happening or not. So you kind of benefited from that. Whereas afterwards, there was like an immediate drop-off of attendees who were leaving the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it just became this kind of really intimate group of people that were just staying on for the full week afterwards, and then it culminated in a very large fireworks show that the park puts on for the 4th of July Independence Day weekend, which was a really cool event, brought in a lot of average people to the park. So there was kind of like a mixing of the liberty-minded people and just average people that were there for Independence Day. I kind of liked that one, but I also really liked the energy of leading into the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I think this year is going to be probably the best ForkFest yet, is the way it's sounding. So if you get the chance to come on up this weekend or start your Porcupine Freedom Festival early, start it with ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party. You can get connected with the ForkFest chat rooms and things like that there. But, Mark, what we were talking about earlier that I wanted to come back around to, you would discuss this idea that you have that unless conservatives...
I was discussing something that has been said on the internet and seemed insightful.
You seem to agree with it.
I do agree with it because it seems insightful.
It's an idea you've taken on. And you were saying that unless conservatives are hostile towards liberals, the liberals will take over an online space. Is that right?
Frankly, any space, but yeah.
Or a real life space. And you were.
I probably can't give you any real life examples. Bonnie had used, as I recall, the church as an example of where conservatives have done the opposite.
Oh, I don't know about the. I don't recall her using the church.
Okay.
I did right at the end. I said, well, like when I was a kid, you didn't just like assume everyone you went to church with was a Republican. And now, like it, even in like 2016, it ramped up so much that my parents had God TV on all the time in our house. And in 2016, the people on God TV were saying stuff like, "God wants you to vote for Donald Trump to save the city."
I've been saying that for decades, though.
It wasn't like that when I was a kid. And there's been God TV on in my house since I was born.
Ian, I think that there's an entirely different set of it's an entirely different statement to say God wants you to vote for Donald Trump than God wants you to vote for George W. Bush. George W. Bush had all the outward appearances of a pretty pious man who had changed his life from his wild youth, whereas Donald Trump has none of those outward appearances.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Trump is a whoremonger. He cusses, and the only thing he doesn't do is drink.
Yeah, my point was the conservative Christians have been endorsing Republicans for president forever and claiming God wants you to vote for Ronald Reagan or, you know, Bob Dole or whatever.
Would it be commonplace for somebody to say vote for George Bush, or would it be more commonplace for someone to say, like, God's going to help us against the terrorists? Like something more abstract, not straight up, God came to me in a vision last night and told me to tell you to vote for Donald Trump like Jim Baker does.
The only reason that God would come in a vision to tell you to vote for Donald Trump is because no Christian in their right mind would.
Yeah,
right?
My grandma
there's nothing Christian about Donald Trump. And, ladies and gentlemen, I certainly like him better than Joe Biden. It's just I'm not a fool. I'm not an idiot that deludes myself about things. You know, could God want a guy who is clearly not holy and a Christian to do a given thing? Sure, God uses people as a tool all the time. One would hope that that's what you're looking for. But if you're trying to endorse Christians for the highest office in the land, Donald Trump is not your man.
So this idea that the conservatives must be hostile, like actively hostile, meaning Maj Tour, for instance, threatening to assault a drag queen story hour participant or anyone participating in a drag queen story hour in his quote-unquote community, which he defined as the Porcupine Freedom Festival in a subsequent tweet.
His community is wherever he is.
That's what I thought. And that's what I said he meant when he first said it. And then he clarified that, yes, indeed, that was what he meant.
He used the word pork fest, too. He said, yes, it, for example, if I'm at pork fest
is
my
community.
Community.
Yeah. And I think he said, make of that what you will or something to that effect. And
I make of it as a threat that is, I find a little terrifying.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely a threat. And
I wonder how many people aren't coming to Porkfest this year because they believe that there's going to be a shootout between the libertarians and the conservatives.
That's a good point, but I also wonder how many are.
Mark it down as at least one.
Mm.
A lot of them are. I haven't heard anyone say that. But I have heard people say that they're not coming because of me saying that there's going to be drag queen story hour.
Yeah, and that's the thing I wanted to point out is that when it comes to the conservatives and why they want to stop drag queen story hour, or in the case of, you know, some conversations that I had in regards to this issue online with people, like there was certain individuals who normally, you know, I follow them on Twitter. They talk about New Hampshire, they're free staters, they're here already, that kind of thing. And, you know, I was interested to see what people are doing and saying. Some of them were saying, oh, I'm not going to attend because of this drag queen story hour. And, you know, of course, the first thing you have to say is, well, but your kids don't have to go. I mean, there's literally 1,000 other things going on this campground in any given moment. Maybe I'm exaggerating somewhat, but there's probably at least 100 of them.
I don't really care what somebody says when they say they're not going to Porkfest because of X and they have never been.
Oh, no, these are people who have been.
Okay.
So,
well, if they have been, then I think that there's a fair discussion to have about the ongoing decades almost a decade, more than a decade old, disagreement between this sort of libertarians and conservatarians, or libertines and conservatarians, right, at Porkfest. And that's an interesting, well, I mean,
sorry,
you can't act like it
doesn't. I'm just laughing at the word conservatarian because it's such a nonsense word. They're conservatives is what they are.
Okay.
There's no such thing as a conservatarian.
I think that there's conservatives that lean libertarian.
Anyway, go ahead with this.
Wait. I actually want to tell you what I was laughing at, but I wanted to make sure I was right.
Oh, I thought that was what you were.
No, I was laughing that he called. I don't know if he's referring to me as a libertine. Are you, Mark?
I'm just saying that there's this ongoing dispute. There was a club essentially trying to get rid of people called Normal by Comparison, or.
Not that S crazy. NBC.
Not that S. Yeah. NBC. It was NBC, Normal by Comparison. Yeah. And
they all wore the same T-shirt to the group photo at Porkfest, and they all camped together.
I just want to explain.
And I think what they were trying to do, I'm sorry, let me just jump in. I think what they were trying to do is provide a conservative space, right, at Porkfest.
Yep.
And that they also found that some behavior distasteful. And I think that this has been going on for a long time, and Porkfest, you know, does it suffer from it? I think it suffers from it, but I'll bet you people complain about each other at other festivals too.
Here's the thing. The definition of libertine is a person who behaves without moral principles or a sense of responsibility, especially in sexual matters. But the thing about it is, everybody who calls themselves a libertarian should be behaving in moral principles.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that just because somebody else's morality allows them to run a drag queen story hour, it doesn't make them a libertine. I'm not necessarily saying you're calling that libertine, Mark, but
I'll go so far as to call Aria DeMezzo a libertine.
Aria has a moral compass she follows.
It's a strong moral compass.
I agree with that. But
that's part of her morality.
Okay, hedonist and libertine. Why don't you look up synonyms for hedonist and see what we come up with?
You would say that
the online dictionary that you picked doesn't have a definition that sort of works. I mean, Aria, to me, what a libertine is a person who seeks sensual pleasure and hopes to not deal with the consequences thereof.
Well, I would use the word hedonist. I'm not trying to just be like, well, the definition says this technically, but I would say libertine is an insult to anyone calling themselves a libertarian, including Aria,
so
because it means
like,
that they have no moral compass and just don't care about morality.
Well, there certainly are words that are mean the same thing as another word, but are intended to be
different definitions.
No, intended to be insulting.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, there's words that mean exactly this, just, you know, you can use them interchangeably, but one is insulting and the other one isn't insulting. I personally, if I heard the two words, would call hedonist the insult, the one that leans towards insulting, and libertine, the one that is less so.
Well, I fall really right in between you and Aria's ideas of definitions. Like, Aria is like, definitions are meaningless at all. You shouldn't even bother with them. And, you're kind of saying the same thing, Mark. You're saying that definitions don't. I fall in between the two extremes of that. Basically,
I would say this, is that if you.
I just think you're using words.
If you attempt to solve a dispute, I will defend you in this very quickly, Bonnie. If it wasn't for semantic arguments, Free Talk Live wouldn't exist. I'm on board with semantic arguments. However, just because tickety 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 in the course of a conversation, the dictionary.com comes up and the definition says this, that's not like we've just allowed some 25-year-old graduate student to determine what the definition of a given word is.
Well, I automatically knew it was insulting, and I knew that the definition would pull that up. I just wanted to make sure before I said anything out loud. I mean, the thing is, like, I think you're just using words and saying, well, it means what I think it means. And it's basically the same argument Aria
exactly
makes, and I don't
right.
like I,
mean,
I don't like that.
That's what a native speaker of a language does, right? Like, they don't look up every word and then piece them together for every sentence. But I did look up 16 synonyms and antonyms for hedonist. Would you like to hear some of them?
No, it's in there for sure. Okay. I checked that.
Well, yeah, because they give you very loose like synonyms. Like maybe you're looking for this. It doesn't mean these two things mean the same exact thing.
I would say gourmand is a loose synonym for hedonist.
And what
but I'd
mean?
Say libertine is a pretty tight synonym for hedonist.
I just know that if the thing about it is when somebody insults me with it on Twitter, when they say libertarianism isn't libertinism, they're
implying that. But it kind of is. Libertarianism should defend the libertines.
I agree.
I will turn from where you're at. You aren't a libertine.
No, I'm not.
You know, I've stayed at your house for weeks, you know, in total, weeks on end. I know how you live. You're not a libertine. You are a conservative young lady who lives a conservative life. End of story. Like, you're not running around, running amok. You know?
I think he means as in not, I don't like, I don't know. I don't think he means conservative like a right winger.
Libertine is, in my opinion, involves, you know, sexual exploits and a great deal of drug doing. And you're not that kind of gal. So the fact that you're defending it is simply you're a libertarian defending people's right to act like libertines or hedonists, if that's what terminology you want to use. I consider the hedonist to be a more insulting term. You know, that's fine. I think that libertarians, look, as long as Aria doesn't hurt anyone, then she should be able to, and doesn't force any kids to listen to her stories, she should be able to go someplace and read Tuttle Twins to anybody who wants their kids to hear it, and any kids that want to come here.
And she wouldn't force anyone.
And that's all I would say.
She wouldn't force anyone. Why? Because she has a moral compass.
All right, well, I want to come back to it here. We got a caller on the line here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
David. Fight.
David, you're on the air.
Hey. I'm going to back up Mark here a little bit. I personally, I've used the word libertine to define myself plenty of times, and I agree with the definition that Bonnie pulled up, but it's even specifically said there at the end, like, specifically towards sexuality.
Yes.
So I just always, I guess, made that more of an important part of the definition. And so, like Mark said, you know, more towards the drugs and the sex side of things. And
alcohol's a drug, kids.
Yeah.
So is caffeine, you.
Bonnie's a caffeine user every day.
She is a caffeine user. But I am willing to withhold the hedonist term from Bonnie over just caffeine. Caffeine is, if you're going to be addicted to a drug, I will allow caffeine more than I will allow others.
The king has spoken.
Mm-hmm.
David, what else?
I was just curious. You guys are talking about like Porkfest and stuff, and I'm going to be at Porkfest for the first time next week.
Hey, great!
And
bring your bulletproof vest.
Yeah, I have heard quite a few people that have said that they're not coming.
All right, hold that thought. I want to talk about it. Stand by, David. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you are a liberty-minded person and you're not going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, why not? I mean, hey, if you can't afford it, that's a good reason. But if you can afford to be there, it's a great thing to attend. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court could soon rule on two major cases as it heads into the final stretch of its current session. Lisa Taylor has the details.
The High Court heard arguments in February over two cases challenging President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt for eligible U.S. borrowers. Justices could issue a ruling on the cases as soon as Friday. Meanwhile, the court may also rule on whether colleges can consider race in admissions decisions. The court in 1978 declared affirmative action as lawful and has since reaffirmed that holding.
President Biden brushing aside a reporter's question about corruption allegations from House Republicans. New York Post reporter asked Biden why an FBI informant file refers to him as the big guy. Biden snapped back, asking why you're asking such a dumb question. The second defamation trial against former President Trump by E. Jean Carroll is now set for January. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about freedom festivals and the internal controversies that sometimes blow up to be quite external to the festival, quite controversial outside of the festival, even discouraging people from attending said festival, which is what we're talking about right now with the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. Some people are not going to attend because there could be a drag show at the festival. Others are not going to attend because somebody might get hurt at the festival because somebody threatened somebody over the drag show or whatever.
I'm really interested to know what the caller says as why he's heard people aren't going.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that here, but I do want to say thanks to Dash and the killer app that they launched, by the way, last year called Dash Direct. This app allows you to spend Dash, which is a cryptocurrency, by the way, for those that don't know. Dash is digital cash. They are a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And it is a cryptocurrency designed to actually be used for spending. So here's a perfect excuse to spend your crypto. You get a discount when you spend Dash at over 155,000 locations across the United States. We're talking about major retail brands, major retailers that you know that are in your area. You can spend Dash.
That is a killer app.
Yeah, you can get Dash Direct on your Apple or Android App Store right now, and it'll give you the list of, you know, give it access to your location. It'll show you what's in the area that you can go and spend Dash at. And different stores have different discount levels, so it may range from as little as less than 1% in some cases to as high as over 8 or 9%. So it just all depends on the company and, you know, what kind of deal they want to offer. The stores are there for you. Whenever they're open, you can use Dash to make those purchases. And Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies out there. It's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash Decentralized Autonomous Organization for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. I'm going to bring David back on the line. He's in
upstate. I just want to talk about these synonyms for hedonist here that I looked up.
Okay.
Man, this is some exciting stuff. So Bonnie didn't like that I used the term libertine and thought that hedonist sound better. And I think that that's a coin toss as to whether or not that's so. I think I'll give anybody whatever they want as far as that goes. But there's some really tough ones here as synonyms for hedonist. Debauchee.
Debauchery?
A debauchery, but a person
a
who
person
is
who participates.
Oh, like E.
Debauchee, yeah. lecher. Profligate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a couple here that I'm not even familiar with. I didn't know what a sybarite is or a voluptuary. I've never heard that term either.
Wow.
I don't know what voluptuous is. I kind of like pleasure monger, but I see why that's considered a lesser synonym as opposed to a closer one here at thesaurus.com.
It's a handy website. David, you're back with us here.
The last one I want that didn't get mentioned on the list is sodomite.
Okay.
Oh, God.
David is back with us here in New York. He's in upstate New York. And, David, you were going to comment on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which you said you are going to attend for the very first time this coming week, but you've actually heard of people, or maybe you know them personally, who aren't going to go, and that's where we left off.
I've definitely heard. I've heard a couple of people, and mostly from people that have actually attended before. I know Mark kind of put that stipulation on earlier, and I agree with that. I think if you don't know what the culture is like at an event, you really shouldn't be commenting on it. But mostly from people that have been there before. I've heard a few people say that they're not coming because of Maj. I've heard no one say that they're not coming because of Bonnie.
Wait, hold on. Before you go on, when you say because of Maj, are you referring to the fact that Maj Tour, who is someone who purports himself to be a libertarian but obviously doesn't understand the principles, he's going to be a paid speaker there who has threatened to, quote-unquote, assault anyone attending a drag queen story hour. Is it specifically because of his threat, or is it because they just don't like Maj and they don't want to attend an event that would have him speak?
For the most of part, they're people that already didn't like him, but the threat was the final straw of definitely. I feel like people that already didn't like him felt like now they actually had a really strong, purely libertarian reason for why he didn't belong there.
Sure, I think him supporting reparations is a good enough purely libertarian reason to not like him and want him to speak there.
Yeah, but just because you don't like somebody who's speaking.
Reparations are potentially libertarian. I don't see why they wouldn't be.
Well, he thinks that the federal government, as it stands right now, should be giving reparations. Sorry, David.
Yeah, it's not very libertarian.
Didn't the federal government exist in 1789 when
slavery
existed?
Okay, but did the taxpayer, for example, exist?
Well, that's a different story.
Well,
you can leave the United States anytime you want and stop paying taxes there.
It's not libertarian to argue that the government owns me, Mark, and you've tried a million times and you failed. I don't know why you continue to think that things you think, but it doesn't matter.
You don't have to pay the taxes, right?
Yeah, tell that
you
to my jury.
You absolutely have to, yeah.
Anyway.
Under threat of violence.
Well, then at that point, if you take that position that we shall vote for and against, or we shall support or not support, as far as I'm concerned, this federal government is an organization.
I don't want to go too far off into the weeds here. We got David on the line. He's calling about Porkfest. Let's keep it focused on this. You can come back to it later, Mark, if you really think it's important.
Fair enough.
But, David, you were saying that these people are upset because Maj had made a threat. Does that mean that they are upset because the event didn't ban Maj and that's why they don't want to attend? Or are they actually afraid that Maj might shoot them? Are they liberal-leaning people? Or, I mean, can you flesh this out a little bit more?
I don't know of anyone that's actually afraid of Maj in reality. It was more just the, I'm not going to give my money to an event that's then going to give some of that back to someone like Maj Dre.
Okay.
Well, really interesting to me because I hadn't heard anyone say that so far. Mm. Most people have been just like, shut up, groomer, in response to this whole thing to me.
This is the ongoing argument. Is the libertarians at these festivals, is the libertarians versus the conservatives, and, you know, the ways that they have difficulty getting along. And I think that, you know, when the Porkfest decided to hang hard right and ban Ian, there were a lot of people who decided not to go ever again.
Yep.
And
that's true.
some of which have never been back. And yep, I think true. That it, you know, it's a
people hold grudges.
It's true. I mean, I'm holding grudge.
Yeah, I don't think he should, but
I haven't heard an apology. I'm happy to forgive, but I like to hear apologies before.
Dennis Pratt thinks that we should worship at his feet and think anything that he does is acceptable because he let Ian back in. He was one of the ones that helped Ian be welcomed back in, so therefore any action he takes now that we're criticizing, we shouldn't even be criticizing him because we should be grateful.
David, you were trying to get at something there before Mark jumped in.
I was just going to say, I only heard like two or three people talk about Maj. I've heard at least four or five say they're not coming because of RFK's gun-free zone.
For listeners that don't know, I think we should, flesh that out a bit. So RFK Jr., the Democrat presidential candidate, was invited to speak, along with some other Republican presidential candidates, which I think is a huge error for the festival. But people really zeroed in on the fact that, not the fact that these people are speaking from the main stage, but the fact that they, in the case of RFK, have a deal with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which will prohibit people from carrying guns into the speaking area, which is the pavilion, sort of the largest stage at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that really did cause a lot of controversy surrounding the event.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally, as a New Yorker, like, this is going to be the most libertarians I've seen in the same space ever, most likely. And so I'm still excited to get out of, I've been bouncing back and forth between like hard blue, like big cities, and hard red, like small towns for the last 5 years. And I'm still excited to go. I think a lot of this is kind of petty. Like, if there's something that you don't like, just don't go to it. There's, like you said earlier, there's 100 other things going on. So, you know, if you don't want to put up your guns for an hour and go hear RFK speak, you don't have to.
Yep, I'm with you on that.
That's my opinion on the subject. I think that, you know, if they want to bring people in, you know, politicians that want people's votes, fine and dandy. I do feel it adds some legit. I hear it. I know your opinion. If it lends some level of
but it doesn't need it. The event doesn't need legitimacy. The event is already the top selling, top attended libertarian festival on the planet. You do not need a politician to then come in and bring anything to that.
It, like, takes away legitimacy
to
me.
It absolutely does.
If you're trying to say, my principles are these, but I'm going to bend to these principles over here that are completely counter, it's taking away your honesty and integrity and legitimacy.
Yeah, I think it's a huge error, but, you know, I'm not running the thing.
And that doesn't mean I'm going to protest
not
go to it. It just means that I'm not going to, attend.
I'm going to speak out about it, though.
Definitely.
I think it's completely fair to give your opinion, and I totally agree with people who say, you know what, I'm not taking my gun off, and, you know, you don't want to go down there, don't go down there.
Right.
That's my opinion on the subject.
David, when are you getting there?
The other one where Maj does the, in my opinion, completely unacceptable thing, is to say...
A
threat of physical harm, where the Porkfest then says, you know what, it's fine, because he's really pretty special, And, okay, maybe he's really great. I admittedly knew nothing about the guy beforehand. I hope that that's okay. But, you know, the guy, I feel that we should draw a line.
I agree. I'm not going to draw the line and protest the event, though. I'm of this belief that I'm with Bonnie on this. It's like the event is bigger than the organizer of it, or the organizers, whoever it was that made these errors. Mistakes are going to be made, and I think that the event will be fine, you know, however it goes, with regards to whoever is organizing the thing, unless they really turn it into a total police state like they were trying to less than, you know, a decade ago. But I think that for the most part, the event is pretty open. There's a lot of things that are going on. You certainly don't have to go to these events. And David, when are you going to be arriving at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I think I'll be there Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you'll be there for the last night of Forkfest, then.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
We'll see how the driving up goes. I'm carpooling with Dan Taxation and Seth Berman.
Oh, cool.
We'll see.
He's going to be speaking there, right?
Yes, he is. I
think Bonnie's a fan of his.
Oh, I just follow him on Twitter. I think he's kind of cool.
Yeah. Isn't he from Massachusetts?
I don't know much about him.
That way he can have extra theft. He can be even more indignant.
What's that, David?
Currently he lives in Mexico.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. I thought he was... that's pretty cool. All right. Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you at the festival. Be sure you stop by the Free Talk Live table. Say hi. We got bumper stickers, that kind of thing.
We'll do. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, we're at RV Site 46, by the way. And thanks for the call tonight. And I hope you have a really good time there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because that's the thing. You will have, if you like liberty and you don't mind being around people, you will have a great time at this event, regardless of whatever is going on down the hill at the main stage. Regardless of whatever controversies might be bubbling up amongst the personalities, because inevitably with 2,000 people in a park, somebody's going to disagree with another person. Somebody there is going to have it up to here with another individual that they don't like, and whether it will come to fisticuffs or not is pretty rare. At the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there have been a couple of...
Yeah, I can't think of too many instances like that. And they do have security.
Yeah, they got security. But the security is actually the park attendees. The people who are around are the ones that are going to stop something from happening. It was the middle of the night when our co-host, Nobody, at the time he was Rich Paul, got into a fight with somebody. And somebody who he'd been having tensions with for some time, and the people that were immediately in the vicinity stepped right in and broke it up. You know, there was no need for quote-unquote Porkfest security to be called. It just got taken care of. So, and, you know, turns out a bunch of armed people are able to, you know, stop people from fighting one another, surprisingly enough. And they broke up the parties and sent them on their own way, and you know, that was the end of that for the rest of the week. So the thing I wanted to say here earlier, and I don't think you've even gotten quite to my point, because we always get waylaid into various related discussions, is when you actually talk to these conservatives who are upset at the fact that somebody would have a drag queen story hour, whether it actually happens or not. At the time, it probably wasn't even going to happen. Now we're going to have trans story hour at the Free Talk Live site.
And that was the poison pill for the conservatives don't really understand. You do not go to a libertarian event and tell people, well, the conservatives are here and y'all are going to behave. What?
Yeah.
Really? Like, whoever did this was breathtakingly ignorant of how Porkfest works.
Well, some of them just simply said they weren't going to attend at all, even if there was a chance that Drag Queen Story Hour could happen, even though I pointed out to them, hey, look, there's another 5 dozen events going on all at the same time. Your children do not have to be at the Drag Queen Story Hour. In fact, it's intended for people who want to attend. So you could just be somewhere else. Oh, well, my kids run around the park, and I don't have to know what they're doing at any given time. So they
might
just
see one.
They might see one, yes. It wasn't
responsible for your kids' behavior, and you always have been.
No doubt.
Okay.
But the point, when we drill down with them, even if they were to stay with their kids at the, you know, all times and monitor them at all times, they were simply worried that they would see a drag queen walking through the park. Not even so much giving drag queen story hour, but just the fact that a drag queen would be visible at the Porcupine Freedom Festival was enough to scare these people. And I'm glad. I'm not criticizing their decision. Please do not come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you cannot allow other people their freedoms. You don't belong. Conservatives, if you are not at least open-minded enough to allow other people to express their freedoms how they want to, you cannot handle the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you should go to some conservative, stuffy, boring church event. Okay?
So strange. I mean, when I was a kid, we had people like Dame Edna, and I can't remember what the other guy's name was, that would dress up as women and do comedy skits. And, I mean, it's very common.
All hair metal people basically dressed as women.
Sure. I mean, this is Doubtfire.
My mom used to literally say, when I was a teenager, I liked the guys that were androgynous. And she didn't turn out gay.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's what this comes down to, is these people are literally, they're afraid of the gay. They are afraid of the gay. And Aria pointed this out recently with the fear-mongering coming out of places like Florida and the conservatives down there cheering on gay people leaving and all that. There are literally some people who are conservatives who believe that if their children simply see a person who's cross-dressing, that it will infect them and turn their children gay. And they cannot possibly...
Don't look, Billy!
Right.
Don't look!
Right! I mean, that's what else could it be?
Well,
it's either that, or they're just so afraid of being able to have a conversation, right? Because if Billy looks and sees a drag queen over on the other side of the campground or walking by them as they're going to the vendor to get some lunch, and Billy says to mom and dad, "Hey, how come that man's wearing a wig? Why is that man wearing makeup or whatever it is that a kid would say?"
Why is that woman so tall?
Yeah, whatever a kid would say, because, you know, kids say the darndest things sometimes. Is it that these conservatives just simply cannot handle having a conversation about this? Dismissing it with whatever insulting conservative invective that they would say to their kids? That's not enough for them? They can't handle this discussion with their kids?
Even my extremely conservative parents that I grew up with, it was just different before 2 years ago. I'm not even joking. Like, I think that conservatives have gone way off the handle. Like, some pendulum has swung so hard or swinged. Really?
Swung.
Swung. There we go. Way hard in the other direction because my extremely conservative parents and extremely Christian parents, when I was a kid, they didn't just think that I... Like, my mom would watch... I don't remember what it's called. It's not What Not to Wear, but another TLC show with me where a gay guy named Jorge would dress up women and be like, "See, you look better in an A-line skirt." And she would be like, "He's so cute and gay." And stuff. She wouldn't be like, don't look like to my little brother like he's going to turn gay or me. And I remember, like, awkward things that would be cause me to ask awkward questions coming up, but in a tasteful way. Not like, it's not like my parents just talked about sex in front of me, but I remember this time that my mom was reading to my dad a news article, and it said that someone got raped, and I was, like, very, very young. I don't know how old. And I said, "What's that mean?" And my mom was just like, "You'll learn what that means later when you're older." Something like that.
Okay.
And I for the rest of my life, was like, "I'm going to figure out what that means."
I'm going to figure out what that means. Well, I have asked on the air, and I'm, you know, still find it an interesting question, is why would any drag queen want to do a story hour? Why would a parent want to send their kid to a drag queen story hour? Now, in the case of Aria, I know the answer. The answer is because some authoritarian conservative said, you do this, you do X, and I'm going to punch you in the face, right? And that's to my mind, a fair thing to do. To if you don't stand up for your freedoms, you don't have them. And so I understand that particular reason that Aria did it, but I still don't understand why many drag queens and why apparently parents send their kids to drag queen story hour.
And
by the way, one more thing, I don't even know if it's true. Like, that's the thing, is that I've heard things, and I don't believe this stuff. I remember the Hillary Clinton, we got her, she let those four guys die in Egypt, and those young Americans, blah, 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 blah. You know, and the system doesn't give a damn. It doesn't hold people responsible. But a lot of this crap is just lies on either side.
Okay. Drag queen story hours are a real thing. So, I mean, there's nothing to disbelieve about
it. Well, I think they have, like, dildos
in
there.
A month.
But yeah, that and how many are just like, it was clearly sexually explicit, because I've asked people claiming this on Twitter to just show me one example, and they can't.
No, there's no evidence of that.
Right. Well, that's what the difference is here. Like, if you've got a guy who is dressed up as a woman and doing a comedy skit or whatever, well, that's been done on TV for a very long time. There's movie after movie after movie where they take big male stars and they dress them up as women.
Tuan Fu, thanks for everything. Sincerely, Julie. Julie Newmar, the best. You gotta see it.
It's way better than Priscilla.
If they're shaking their crotch in some 5-year-old's face, That's a different story.
No, there's never been any evidence that happens at a drag queen story hour.
And the things that they'll bring up, they'll be like, look at this, it's a kid putting a dollar into a G-string. You can easily find out that it wasn't at a drag queen story hour. It was just some other thing that parent maybe made
like a
bad
burlesque
choice.
Burlesque show or something.
I would agree that it was a bad idea to let your kid go there, okay? But if it's just like giving that example does not refute the existence that there can't possibly be a drag queen story hour made for kids that was appropriate for kids.
Let's talk about what happened.
I don't know if it is or not, but...
Okay, well, I want to answer your question from earlier, Mark. So let's talk about what actually has happened in Lancaster, New Hampshire within the last 2 weeks. Within the last week, I think. There was news that came out that a drag queen story hour had been canceled at the Lancaster Public Library. In fact, Aria, our very own Aria, has reached out now to the drag queens in question and invited them to her event at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I believe she said they're ignoring her because these people probably would not want, you know, probably would not be caught dead reading a libertarian book. But what we learned, and the reason why Aria learned who the drag queens were...
Does it really matter if they do Giving Tree or Tuttle Twins? I mean...
Well, these are arch leftists who we're talking about here. So what we learned from the...
they don't sound very brave to me.
Whatever.
What they go into a government-funded building.
Sure. Sure.
A socialist building, but they won't go to a libertarian festival and do
the
story hour where the conservatives have said they're going to do something?
They've got ideological reasons, whatever. What we learned, though, and the reason why Aria learned who these drag queens were in the first place, because the media wasn't actually talking about who they were in the reporting on the event being canceled, there was this in-depth I'm not going to call it news article, in-depth piece written by some conservative. The site, I believe, is called, like, John Stark News. It's just a blog from New Hampshire, a relatively new blog, and very, very kind of Christian conservative-sounding blog. And they uncovered the dark secrets of the drag queen story hour. They were revealing the truth about what was going to plot behind what was going on in Lancaster, New Hampshire. And Bonnie and I spent the time, because it was a lengthy, lengthy blog, we spent the time to read through this entire thing.
Somebody obviously wants to be the vigilantcitizen.com.
And watch all of the associated video, quote-unquote, evidence of this. And we'll talk about it coming up here. We'll talk about what we saw, the shocking drag queen plot to corrupt the children of Lancaster.
Uncovered a more devious plot.
Was that the word that they used?
Maybe not devious. It was bad. It
was very evil-sounding the way it was written. But was it really? Well, let's talk about it coming up here. The number, I'll see if I can find the actual article. The number 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.